This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, and he's been on the road, he's been training people and everything else, plus he's got a new member of the family, a quite a robust-looking young fellow named Aries, is joining me now is Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts. How is Aries, sir?
He's a handful.
How old is he now?
14 weeks.
14 weeks. I can't begin to tell you how many pairs of Oakley sunglasses I have lost to puppies.
That's why I don't keep them on the floor.
Well, I didn't mean to, but they ended up on the floor anyway. But besides that, you've been on the road training a few people. I have taken your RDS, your red dot sight class, and I know while you've been training, you have probably, did you actually come back to South Carolina last month?
No.
But I know you've been probably doing a few RDS classes. Now, there are some people that look at the red dot sight and they think there's some sort of a mystery to implementing that, don't they?
Always. There really isn't.
Do you think it's a good adaptation for people to make, though, to put a red dot sight on a gun? Because, I'll tell the question that I asked you earlier or yesterday about why I'm going to put a red dot sight on a gun. But what do you think?
Here's the thing: there's no reason not to, especially anymore. Right? Most pistols are coming from the manufacturers already capable for dots. We've had them on long guns for the past 50, 60, literally the past, probably realistically 40 years, even going further back than that. We've even seen them out, in the original prototype forms and some other weird things. People don't really realize that. Like, that type of optic, just in another form, has been around, if you look up the patents, since about the 20s and then into the 40s. The history on red dots and reflective sights is amazing if people really dive into them, but there's no reason not to.
Is it, does it help people out that are getting older, have eyesight issues where, they may see something blurry or something or lining things up? And is it of any? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So every benefit we've had with a red dot on, say, a carbine is just translated over to the pistol. Those with poor eyesight, those with, or aging eyesight or certain, eye issues, cross dominance, from the speed that's gathered, the visual amount of information that is taken in without being so focused on the sights, to low light and lighting transitions, working from light to dark, dark to light, working with them under night vision goggles. Oh yeah, it's absolutely imperative. Honestly, there's no reason not to have them on guns. Now, that being said, I'm still an iron sight guy, right? I still shoot iron sight because I have to. I have certain clients, customers, whatever, that still, run irons, and that's absolutely fine. They've worked for a long time. We are just at a place now in technology that says, yeah, these are good to use.
They're also, like some of them, like Holosun, which are not quite as expensive as, for a lot of people, it used to be with the RMR, that was like a $500 investment. The Delta Point Pro 2, that was a $500 investment.
Yeah.
Now with places like Holosun and everything, you can literally find one for a couple of $100. It is really quite hardy, isn't it?
Very. I've got some models with 20 plus thousand on them. Joe Chambers from Chambers Customs had one with over 130,000 rounds on it, if I recall. I have several of them on a lot of pistols, and I'll tell you, when you can buy them and generally get like 2-to-1, sometimes 3-to-1 for some of the more expensive optics that are on the market, and they'll last longer. Right. Like, yeah, they're a win for me.
So the question I asked Steve, one of the problems I have is that with Glocks, which I see the value of carrying a Glock because of weight and other considerations in a concealed carry capacity or in a combat capacity, or in my particular case, because I can't really find a decent holster yet. I know a lot of guys are in the there's a couple of companies that are coming out with some. But I want to be able to shoot the Glock like I can shoot the single action 1911s, 2011, 2019s, because I can shoot those all day long. I shoot them well. I shoot at my chambers gun. I wish I'd had that last October. But my problem last October was not the gun I was holding. It was more the fact that I was going into a heat injury. But that's all beside the point. We don't have to get into that. But I called Steve and I said, should I just get an optic and stick that on there and then just zero that optic in to just work with me the way I naturally stick my hand on the gun and run that trigger? Is that a short way to do that? Is that a short way to find a resolution if, for me, you know, shooting, if I have to shoot at someone in a self-defense capacity, I want to be pretty accurate with that shot.
Mm-hmm. I think you're just spoiled. I think you're just spoiled, right? I mean, you've got some amazing pistols, right?
Yeah.
And I can say that because we have a lot of similar guns and, you know, similar tastes. And I love shooting 1911s, 2011s, and I carry them a lot. Like, pretty much almost daily, right? But yet, a lot of my customer base is the polymer world. And I tell them, you know, you can buy performance. You can take that Glock, which is a perfectly fine gun, or a SIG, or whatever it is you choose, CZP-10, I don't care, polymer circuit burn gun. They're an absolutely amazing gun. They will shoot well out of the box as long as you have a good grasp of fundamentals and you can manage your grip, right? So with that, nothing is bad about enhancing them to make them even better. So, you know, drop-in triggers, either agency, Apex, you know, whatever your flavor of the day is. I don't care. I'm an agency guy. It does make the gun a bit more shootable.
Yeah. So if I got a, and we discussed this too, I like the agency trigger. I think the agency trigger, most of the price of admission on a agency gun has got to be the trigger. I know they do the stuff with the slide and they do some stuff with the frame and everything else, but the trigger, you can drop that trigger into it and, They fit pretty good. They don't have to be fitted in there. And I have an agency trigger and a 4th Gen Glock 17. And that thing just runs like a scalded cat. But I really like the 5th Gens. They finally got the Glock right for me. And I guess what is going to happen is I'm going to trade my 5th Gen Glock 45 for one that's optics ready and stick a Holosun or something on it. And then I guess I'll be trying to get Mr. Parks and or somebody there to actually respond to an email and say, here's my money, take my money, send me a trigger.
Yes.
And then I'll be set. I'll be set. And then I'm going to take that out, and I'm going to zero that the same way I've zeroed the chambers gun and the same way I've zeroed the staccato and work on perfecting that gun. Because, and I don't really have, we got about a minute, so before I don't want to run away with this, but as a matter of fact, you can find Steve on Instagram at Sentinel Concepts. Yeah, is that right?
Yep, correct.
Website is sentinelconcepts.com.
Yep, absolutely. And you still have on the book face.
Do you still have a YouTube channel?
It's up there. I haven't put any content up in a long time just because, one, I'm too busy teaching and training to really sit around and do a bunch of videos that people have already done stuff 55 times over with a different spin on it. So I've kind of like gone, yeah, whatever. I don't care too much about the YouTube.
Yeah, but yeah, people like to see you do YouTube videos.
Whatever.
No, it doesn't matter if everybody's done it. When you do it, it's a little special thing, Steve. It's you know, maybe you can have Aries on there now.
I gotta have the dog have his own YouTube channel.
That's right. Puppies always do it. We'll be right back. We're talking to Steve Fisher about guns and stuff. And this is Lock and Load.
Keister.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. And for those of you that have never followed him on Instagram, it's worth it if you are a foodie, because Steve, you're having venison tonight. What else are you having?
Oh, what I did, I did venison with some of the Georgia canned peaches that I did this year, some asparagus, and then the grilled Vidalia onion with, what else did I do? Oh, some white cheddar mac and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a cooking show. I've kidded him before that if he ever gets tired of this stuff, you could always get your own cooking show.
It would take all the fun out of it, just like this job has.
Let's talk a little bit about this job. You are a Knights Armament Ambassador. Now, I myself have never handled one of their ARs.
Okay.
And I don't know. I am completely uninitiated to this. Now, I know that when you became an ambassador for them, that was one of those things, because you also do a little bit of product development. Mm-hmm. And you are very successful at product development, but what is the defining factor for you that makes Knights Armament a little special?
You know, for myself, it was looking for, like, the grail of rifles. And I've got a lot of ARs. I really do, and I've got some very, what you would consider, like, bougie ARs, you know, some very boutique-ish ones. I've got, you know, if you name it, I've probably got one. And when I was approached by Knights to work with them, I was definitely pickled by that. And what it is for me, a lot of it is the detail that goes into the gun, how soft the gun shoots. I mean, an AR is already a pretty soft shooting gun. Their guns are really soft. So the recoil impulse is really nice in the gun, but the big thing for me has been the reliability and the accuracy. I've got guns from them, you know, with a low powered variable on them, shooting correct ammo at 100 yards off the prone. I've shot groups that are all hovering around and five shot strings that are all hovering around, you know, 3/4 inch or slightly better for groups. And that's just with a 1-6 on them, shooting 77 grain ammo. Extremely accurate, extremely reliable and durable guns. I, for the past 2.5 odd years now, 3 years, no cleaning, just lube. They keep running. They hold the accuracy standards, even after some of the ridiculous round counts I've got on them. Just an amazing gun and a great company to work with.
Now, with a gun like that, I've often thought that custom guns, right? Custom guns, like a Chambers gun, like a Knights Armament, which he's done a. Have you got one of the collaborations of theirs?
No,
you have one of those?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I didn't get it in the collaboration package. Just kind of one of those things, and decided that I'm just going to wait a little bit.
Steve has the enviable time as far as with Chambers. Like, when he's driving through, he'll always swing through Nebraska and stop there, and then, like, they'll hand you, like, a couple thousand rounds and five guns and go and say, go out there and shoot these guns, right? Something like that. Is that the way it goes?
It's pretty close. It's I get to do a lot of testing with Joe when he's working on guns, and it's nice that I get to actually get some time on him and give him some feedback the way I think the gun feels, the way the gun is recoiling, all those little things, and where little tweaks could, you know, be talked about and hopefully made out.
I'm very envious of Joe when you're there, because I know Joe, while you're doing it, Joe's filming you, and at the same time he's watching those films saying, I too will shoot like Steve Fisher. back to the Knights Armament, though. Is a rifle built, is that like a really over-engineered rifle? Is it beyond mil-spec, and is that what is beautiful about it? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing with mil-spec. Mil-spec is just a term, really, that gets tossed around a lot. It just means it's, like, met certain requirements and specifications. You know, it's not the end-all, be-all. It's a great baseline, but there's better.
Right.
And their guns definitely exceed that by far.
Now, as far as that is concerned, does that mean if you have a gun that's built like that, that you probably have a little more freedom to run it hard, and it's, you know, you go to multiple classes with it? Because I know that when you go to a class, part of the reason you carry boxes of guns is you're expecting failures out there on the classes, on the firing line.
Mm-hmm. So, that, and I think a lot of it is that also. It gives guys a chance to shoot some things that they normally don't get exposed to.
Right.
And that often helps them make decisions for their next purchases.
I could see that. And like when at the red dot class I was in, was there somebody showed up without a gun? Is that what that worked out to be, or did his gun break down or what? Because you loaned him a Nighthawk double stack with a with a red dot, and I was like, oh, what a hard gun to train with on that one.
Yes, there was one that somebody wanted to borrow that gun, particularly because they were looking to purchase one, and then the other one was I loaned out a agency Glock 17 with a comp and a dot on it because they wanted to try out that particular dot that I had. Yeah. So,
do you do that as well with your ARs? Do you carry multiple ARs when you're doing like a carbine class?
Yeah, generally I'll have two with me, and then like either that or I'll have one spare upper as well, because you know it's paid off in dividends. I had a guy earlier this year in a course whose optic went down like immediately day one during zeroing, and of course it was the it's never done that before. And then so to save time, we just pulled a zeroed upper from my case, threw it on his lower, and he shot that the rest of the class. Right? Yeah, he ended up turning around and buying a Knight SR-15 after shooting that gun. So.
Is Knights now with Joe builds what 120, 130 guns a year. How many rifles does Knights put out a year? Are they about same level? More now?
Oh no. They're definitely a production company. You know, their guns are out there in full force between the various branches of the military, law enforcement on state, federal, local levels, as well as the open market for, you know, average citizens. They make a lot of guns a year, a lot.
Have they been suffering from the same issue everybody else has? Have they also been cleaned out?
You know, I won't say cleaned out. The beauty is, you know, they've got great capabilities in manufacturing there. So I don't quite think they're hitting it as bad as some of the other places that are like, oh, we're out of guns for the next 6 months. So
right. I don't think too many people are going to miss SHOT Show this year, all the major manufacturers, because I know that a lot of them have got stuff that is going to take them probably to the fourth quarter of next year. From this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway,
yeah.
Coming up on the next break, if you're interested in Mr. Fisher and what he does, you can find him on Instagram at Sentinel Concepts, sentinelconcepts.com. He does a lot of Instagram live videos. He's actually done one from the back seat of my car before. And it can either be funny or it can be instructional. He covers the entire gamut. We'll be right back. My guest is Steve Fisher. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. Biden also saying every ballot must be counted in the unresolved presidential election. Of the states that are still too close to call, President Trump is hoping Arizona will be one that goes his way. David Bossie is with the Trump campaign in Phoenix.
We are here to protect every legal vote. If the current trends continue, as we have seen, because we follow the science, President Trump is going to overtake Joe Biden, and we are going to win Arizona. The news organizations that prematurely called Arizona have really done a disservice to the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Colorado has passed Proposition 113, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is an agreement to give all of the state's electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Colorado currently controls 9 electoral votes. The ballot measure passing with 52% of the vote, with 88% of the votes reported statewide. Critics of the proposition claim it will cause presidential candidates to only go where major sources of votes can be found, such as heavily populated cities in California and New York. Colorado's former House Speaker saying Colorado's votes should be decided by Coloradans. Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers are showing their appreciation to poll workers in Allegheny County. Some members of the team sent dinner to the Allegheny County poll workers Wednesday night. The county tweeting thank you to the organization and showing off their meal of chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, pies, rolls, and much more. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. With a concealed carry holster, are you a guy? Well, how do you carry a gun, by the way? I don't know if I've ever asked you that. How do you? Inside waistband, outside waistband?
It depends on the type of dress and the weather and the environment. So.
Okay.
Oftentimes for me, it may be appendix inside the waistband. Other times it could be an outside the waistband strong side. It's really going to vary. I mean, it could even be a shoulder holster, depending on what I'm doing.
I have never figured out. I've got a shoulder holster. You know, I've got the Miami Classic rig. It's a Glock one. I mean, I have tried to carry it, but I mean, is there an art to concealing that I'm just not getting?
So with the shoulder rigs, obviously adjusting it correctly, a little bit of cant, a little bit of angle here and there in the gun always helps. And really the type of dress. I mean, you know, for me, a lot of times driving across country, it's convenient right in the truck. It makes it nice just to have the gun on. Other times walking around the woods, depending on what I'm doing. But there's not really an art to it. I mean, honestly, for me to conceal a gun with, you know, a shoulder rig gun, I'm generally will be in a sport coat kind of deal, or some type of overcoat blazer.
Well, like you said, though, I'm sort of spoiled. I mean, I've got some guns that are sort of big. What kind of a gun do you carry in a shoulder rig?
You'd hate me for it, but I'll tell you, I often carry a 1911 in it, and I also carry some Glock 17s as well.
Why would I hate you for that? I know who, you know, Nighthawk and Chambers. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it happened.
Yeah. So that part I get. I just I'm definitely not going to hate you for that one. I just I have one. I just haven't ever exploited it. Although most of the time, if I'm dressed and I'm not wearing sweatpants, right? Because I live in a constant state of physical rehabilitation. It seems like anymore. I'm going to wear strong side outside the waistband. So
yeah.
That, That means I can carry pretty much whatever I want. Chambers gun works pretty good in that thing. The biggest reason I've decided to go with the Glock is right now the Chambers guns and some of these other guns, nobody's really built a holster that is... I have some very fancy holsters for it, but I'm looking for something a little more utilitarian, I might say. So that's why I'm going to go with the Glock with the optic. But
the Filster floodlight does a pretty good job of it as well. It's a little bit of bulk for outside the waistband, depending on how you're going to carry. But ultimately, I mean, there's some custom makers that'll make you some really cool holsters for those. You know, the old Galco Yaki slide is really good too.
Do they make a Yaki slide that would work with a Chambers pistol?
I think so.
I never have thought about that.
They might have one. I know Eagle used to have a variant long ago, and I think Wilderness does. The Wilderness has a nylon version of it that's really good.
The thing with the Chambers, for those of you that are uninitiated with the Chambers, Chambers is a little bit bigger. If you had like a regular 1911 or some other wide bodies in front of it, the Chambers is a little more robust, isn't it, as far as the machining and everything else on it?
Yeah, the slide dimensions and frame dimensions are a little different than most. I mean, they all have, you know, their tolerances, but a little bit more mass, a little bit thicker.
So, in this age of Antifa, because all we heard about prior to this election is that, you know, Antifa was going to get really active and it was going to be really bad and all this other stuff. And I think what it's turning out to be is they're just going to be really active again, where they've always been really active, and those blue cities will continue to burn. But if somebody was coming to you and saying, how should I carry if I live in an Antifa area, would you make any change to the way you kit up as far as that is concerned? If you're just walking around, you're not setting, you know, tooled up to go into a tactical operation. You just got your concealed carry weapon and whatever else you're going to carry.
No, I don't think so, because ultimately for me, avoidance is the key. You know, if I can avoid those areas that they're in, obviously I would. You know, I'm not going to go purposely, even though legal to do so and wanting to go to a place that's particular in that area, I would just avoid it, you know, currently. Yeah. And that would not force me to change up anything. If I had to be in one of those areas, either due to work or other events, I might plus up just a little bit on the carry gear, but ultimately not much would change for me.
Would it just be more ammo?
You know, I would actually probably carry a spare magazine.
Do you not carry a spare magazine most of the time?
No, about 90% of the time, never.
Okay. I get that. I understand.
Yeah.
I guess here's the thing, and I mean, I always make this, I stress this importance. I can always tell when somebody hasn't been trained, because those are the ones that end up getting in the gunfights, aren't they? I mean, because if somebody comes to you, if somebody comes to you for more than one class, what was that kid's name that was in the RDS class that made the US 100, and he works for FN. You remember?
Steve, he's a really good dude.
So I mean, if a shooter like that engages in somebody in an Antifa riot, I mean, that guy's going to get shot six times in one little itty bitty hole. And you never hear about that, because most people that train to this level, most guys that are, you know, legitimately gunfighters, don't get in them.
Well, and this is the thing we tell people, you know, I talk to this often about people, you know, the minute you put a gun on, the clock starts ticking to be in a gunfight. The minute you put it on, you know, the clock is running. Sooner or later, that event is going to occur. You know, the thing is, we saw this in Wisconsin, you know, once the guns came into play and the guns came out, you know, the roaches kind of scattered. You know, once the first dude was shot or the second dude, you know, all those things, you know, the roaches started to move away.
Right.
And that's often the case in most shootings. So, you know, for myself and for some others, you know, I'm never going to tell somebody, hey, don't carry a spare mag, don't do this, don't do that. Where I'm at is very rural. You know, the closest thing I'm doing is the local 7-Eleven or grocery stores a lot of times, or some of the other businesses. If I feel the need to, you know, obviously, like I said, avoidance, but I'm going somewhere else, maybe some crowd, different amounts, I'll grab a spare magazine out of the center console.
I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, where I don't live anywhere rural, but I guess that explains. You probably have some like some sort of a. Do you have like a underground refrigerator or something? Because you're always cooking venison or elephant or water buffalo. And
I got a couple of freezers. Got a couple of freezers full.
Yeah, and it's always like it's like the most refined cuisine I've ever seen, and it, you know. One of these days, I'm going to have to be around Michigan when you're laying out a spread just to take a picture of it. I don't want you to feed me. I don't think I'd be worthy of that. I
I'll feed you.
Okay. Well, there's that too. I could bring some scotch. I know.
That would be
a
good call.
That would be a thing. For those of you that are interested in Sentinel Concepts, Steve teaches the gamut: shotgun, carbine, long range, precision rifle. Handgun employment, mixing the weapons, you know, transitioning, all these other things. Red dot sight. The red dot sight class is an excellent class to take if this is something you're considering doing, simply because he takes the mystique and the dogma away from it. There's a lot of things in a gun class you'll find. Steve does away with all of that. Sentinel Concepts, the schedule is always up. Steve's been teaching most of the time through the COVID thing, right?
Yeah.
He's been out doing the trade. So we'll be right back. I guess it's Steve Fisher. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, and we've made certain references to Chambers Custom, but we haven't really talked in too much detail about them. Now, you have, I mean, like Nighthawk Custom, those guns are outstanding. And you have the TRS, which is, I mean, that's their double stack. That I have shot that a couple of times. What do you think of that?
I like it. You know, I've had an opportunity to shoot them previously, and I finally got one, so that makes me even happier. You know, I like their guns. I've been with those guys for a long time. I love the company. They're good people. You know, and they do. They make a great quality product. And again, you know, there's a gun that's out there that will fit everybody's budget, either a Staccato or a Nighthawk or whoever, you know, Chambers, whatever works for you. But, you know, ultimately, they've been a great company to work with and deal with and get guns from over the years. And it's amazing, right? I like the gun. I'm going to run the snot out of this thing here in the upcoming week now that I've got some downtime and just get it out and, you know, put a case of ammo off to the side for it and just run it so I can't anymore.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I do like about when I look at Nighthawk, they, you know, you look at a lot of their models and they're more of a traditional type 1911, but they're not afraid to go out there and collaborate with Agency Arms and make a 1911 of the likes. Most people have never done stuff to the slide prior to the Agent One like that collaboration, had they?
No, not that I had ever seen.
So they're not too afraid to do that. But then again, then you go to Chambers. Now, I don't know how many guns they make, but I think the biggest, the easiest way to explain the difference between a Chambers gun and a Nighthawk gun is that at Nighthawk, the people make so many guns every 40 hours, and at Chambers, it takes about 40 to 45 hours of work on one gun to make one gun. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Yeah, it depends on the model and what goes into it. I know there was over 100 plus hours in my 10 millimeter that Joe made.
Now, is yours a double stack?
No, single stack. Nope. And I don't need double stack. I actually shoot accurately. I don't believe in volume. Just saying. No, that single stack 10 for me was like my dream built full custom spec, 10 millimeter hunting gun.
Now you also have you also are part of the Pro Series because you had you know there was the Regulator, the Night Fighter, and the Yeti, that being your gun. And the Yeti, they're all sold out, right?
Those guns sold out in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. So
yeah.
Now tell me about the Yeti, because it looks like it's not as it's a single stack, yeah, and it's sort of bobbed on the back and everything. Looks like a really easy gun to carry.
Very easy gun to carry. You know, that gun, commander size, just a nice simple pistol to carry with everything you need. Extremely accurate gun. The Yeti 2.0 will be even better.
What is the Yeti 2.0? Or can you tell me what it is? Would you have to kill me if you told me?
No. But it's going to be somewhat similar, just non-bobtailed, a couple differences, a few tweaks that you'll be surprised by.
Yeah.
And when Joe releases it, it'll be something really awesome again for people to see.
Yeah, Joe's quite innovative with certain things that he puts in guns and everything. Although
Joe takes a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, he does. I know that I've never seen Pressburg shoot. I've seen video of Reston shooting. But I've never seen Pressburg shoot. But I know that each one of these guys sort of works with him, and they tailor make the gun. And I have shot the Night Fighter, which was astounding.
Chuck is an amazing shooter. Chuck's work life was amazing for his career in the military and where he was at. Chuck is an amazing shooter. Like, Chuck is the guy who will consistently shoot like a 108X, on a bead at 25 yards, and he'll often do, consistent 100s or high 90s with his support hand only at 25. Chuck is just a phenomenal shooter.
I know. This is going to sound like a stupid question, but this is simply for my own edification, because I'm going to start working the B8 targets that you gave me with my working man, my fat working man's gun. How do you score a B8 target? I see all the, I shot 100 today. I shot 5 100s separately with my, how does that score?
So that score is based off the target, right? So out of a possible 100 points, and you start subtracting for everything else. So let's say you had, two rounds in the 8 ring, you would be down 4 points off of that 100.
Right.
So every ring is value.
So it's a 10-round go-round then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I need 10 rounds in the 10 ring to score 100, to shoot 100.
Correct.
I'm so glad that was so simple.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that was so simple. With the Chambers guns, is there anybody that makes a gun as, I mean, this gun is really engineered. I mean, it's balanced well. I mean, it's like I said, it's a little more robust if you looked at the end of the frame and the accessory rail and the dust cover and everything else. It looks a little thicker than you might see in the average 2011 pistol, but does anybody else build them to that degree?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good custom builders, right? There are a lot of good custom builders out there. Joe is just one of those ones to me that does that job. And, it's hard for me because I have so many custom-built 1911s, right?
Right.
I have a lot of guns that shoot amazingly well, but Joe's guns are just a little bit over the top. I mean, they are so precise, it's scary. I often said they'll make a good shooter look great and a great shooter look phenomenal.
Now, you said that you can buy performance. Is that the same thing as the mechanical advantage they talk about at Chambers Custom?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people tell me when I get out there and say, well, there is a mechanic. No, there is not. If you're a good shooter, you can shoot anything well. You should be able to pick up anything from a high point to a high-dollar gun and be able to do it.
You know what I tell those people? Come to class, I'll bring you a high point, I'll bring you any gun that I've got, and I'll bring the ammo, and you come shoot it, and when you can't do it, you can pay me back for it all. Nobody's taken me up on that offer yet. They're a bunch of internet mouth breeders that should shut up and sit in the corner.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it. I've got enough sense not to. Although I have been, I'm still doing my elbows down, grip same way, everything else, doing all my stuff, man, working hard on it. Now I'm about to start tackling those B8s. The first 100, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to text it to you.
Do it.
And then you'll probably, I don't mind taking a little ribbing from Steve. Steve's in that stratosphere to where he can tell me some things that most people would say, wow, that's fighting words. You going to beat him up over that? Yeah, that's happening.
I'd let you.
So, training. Do you think training in 2021 with all of these new shooters we got, these 10 million new people, is that gonna take the industry to another level?
I think the problem is going to be ammo. I think the problem is going to be shooters for some will not want to shoot what they can't replace readily.
Right.
I think we might see a slight downtick, but I also think we will see an uptick maybe in the second half.
Yeah, these guys are
wrong on that, and I hope I am, but I'd like to believe that we'll be able to retain, even if we retain 10% of these new shooters,
right,
that would be great, and we get them to really understand things other than just being scared.
Well, we'll see. We'll definitely see.
We can hope.
I know that all these ammunition purveyors are out there trying to catch up to it because they're the ones that they're probably selling it as fast as they can make it. But having said all of that, one more time before we run out of time, Steve can be followed on Instagram and on CentralConcepts.com. His classes are all-encompassing. He covers the entire gamut of the modern firearm today. And there is no instructor that will deal with you in the way Steve is going to deal with you. And when you leave, you're going to be better. And thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Always, brother.
Later. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.